Thank you, Pastor Glover. Praise the Lord, everyone. So good to be in the house of the Lord and through the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, had a great time last night. I'm looking for a great time tonight and the rest of this weekend. And the Cantrell set to give honor to them. Amen. It's a fabulous, wonderful district. Through the years for us, been coming up here about 14, 15 years as evangelists, and we have, the Glovers have just been awesome, awesome, awesome. This church, all over the district, amen. Wonderful people, vehicles that we've driven, places like the Villas that we've stayed at, and Brother and Sister Glover, and the desserts, and all the wonderful food, and all the wonderful restaurants, and my favorite place, Golden... Yeah, Golden International. Oh, man, I'm telling you. I probably can't handle that tonight, but hallelujah. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, we're going to see what we can do here tonight. I want to turn your attention to the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 3, and I give honor to the ministry team in this church. Amen. Or the Sunday school teachers also. And look forward to that. We'll be praying for y'all, for the children's great, great. We're going to be, in fact, talking about Brother Farmer, we're going to be with him. I think that would be our last trip here after Mother's Day. Yeah, we got a long ways to go still. We're going to be with the farmers up there in Canada for revival. And we're looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. Amen. Exciting time. It's going to be a little different. Kind of like different like Tuxedo Bay and some of them places. Oh, man. Hosea chapter 6. Beginning with verse number 1. Oh, here we go. Oh. Come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Psalms chapter 51 and verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, that will not despise. And then I'm going to go to one last scripture, which is the theme of this revival as set by Pastor Glover. The book of Acts chapter 3 verse 19. Acts chapter 3 verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. I want to talk to you on the subject. We need a supernatural downpour. We need a supernatural downpour. Brother Glover, would you bless the word, sir?
Father, we love you. Thank you, O God, for your goodness, your great presence here tonight. Lord, minister, I pray, through your servant. Touch him and heal him, Lord. Give him strength and anointing. Lord, let our hearts be open to receive. Let our lives be changed. And, O God, bless us, Lord, I pray, with that spiritual downpour in Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the King. Hallelujah. How many of him will preach tonight? Amen. So, you know, we say open your Bibles up. And nowadays, Bibles, your apps, your phones, or it's a whole lot of stuff. Amen. that you can open up now, you know. Amen. We preach from paper. We preach from here. We preach from iPads, iTablets. But all that is good. But one thing has to accompany all that is the word and prayer. All right. Amen. Our God, ladies and gentlemen, our God is a supernatural provider. And he provides for us as we express our faith in him and his word. He doesn't want us to say just anything. He wants us to sow the word, to think and speak what he thinks and says. And then he will multiply it back to us so that it provides not only for us and our family, but for thousands. The Bible makes it clear, ladies and gentlemen, here tonight. The Bible makes it clear that speaking God's word is powerful. All increase and all decrease come by the tongue. Because what you say is what you sow. Work with me, somebody here. Talk back to the cuz here tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. You go Facebook that one tonight, Aaron. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18 and verse 20 says this. This is how powerful it is. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Wow. Proverbs chapter 50 and verse 23 says, whoso offers the praise glorifieth me, and to him that order his conversation, all right, will show the salvation of God. So salvation, prosperity, healing, and all increase, folks, comes by the word seed that you and I plant in our hearts. I go further than that. Also in our lives. And the people and situations around us. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20 says this. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Praise God. In other words, the kingdom of God is in demonstration. Because in my opinion, it's just my opinion. In my opinion, amen, hallelujah, God never intended for so much word to go forth without a demonstration. The demonstration part confirms the word that is preached. That's how Jesus added multitudes at a time to his followers. And you and I are a continuation of Jesus' ministry. I hear God saying to his people, and I know it sounds cliche, but when are we really going to believe it? I hear him say, it's time for the church to really believe in miracles. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5 says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration. Woo, hallelujah. In demonstration of the spirit and of power. That's what? That your faith, everybody say faith. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So ladies and gentlemen, tonight in Sterling, God wants to develop our faith so he can use us to work miracles in this end time. Because the more power we demonstrate, the more of a threat we are to the enemy. If we have the word, then we have miracle power. We need to be bold. Everybody say bold. We need to be bold. And start speaking from the spirit and allow the word to do the work. Okay? Okay. Do you have, ladies and gentlemen? I'm not asking you to be a fanatic and, you know, this, but watch this. Do you have a continual sense of God's presence? At the grocery store, in the car, at the job, has that sense of His presence been growing or fading in your life? See, I don't know about you, but I want every detail of every circumstance, of every moment, of every day to awaken my heart to the reality of God and His nearness. I want to see and sense and savor the nearness of God in all things. Because Hosea speaks to us. Hosea says, let us press on. Let us press on to know the Lord. And so the phrase, quote unquote, press on, is a military term that can be translated as quote unquote persecute. Watch this, because this helps us here. It describes the way a victorious warrior conquered, then vanished his foe. All you got to do is read the story of Goliath. When Goliath got that slingshot and he let that booger go and it hit him right there. That wasn't the end of the story, baby. That wasn't the end of the story. He conquered that booger, right, Aaron? But then he got the sword, went over there, cut that head off. So he not only conquered, he vanished his foe. Help me, for I feel a little bit better here now. Hallelujah. It's intentionally, ladies and gentlemen, an intensity all rolled up into what? See, I'm after this myself. I'm not just going to sit back, amen, and let my pastor stick a funnel in my ear and fill me up with the knowledge of the Lord. I'm going to go after it. I'm going to pursue it. I'm going to put some intensity into this thing. Romans chapter 13, and I'll kind of paraphrase this here. I'm going to be all right. Just hold on. I'm going somewhere here tonight. Right. The devil is alive.
Yes, he is.
All
right. Romans 13, I'll paraphrase it, says, wake up and pursue the Lord. I said, wow. I like that. I think it's maybe 13 and 11, but I'm not sure. Wake up and pursue the Lord. That means if I'm dragging, that means if I'm not worshiping like I'm supposed to, that means if I'm not really reading the word, that means I'm not really coming to church. It says, wake up. I must wake up. In other words, get your crazy bounce on. And as that song by Mercy Me says, shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, 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 shake. Oh, I know you don't listen to Mercy Me, but I do. Shake, shake, shake. Wake up and pursue the Lord. I got to wake myself up. I got to shake myself up. Something to say, I'm going after this thing with everything I've got.
Hallelujah.
Because when revival, everybody said revival. Because when revival comes to the human heart, it is not some gentle summer sunshine rain. It's not a sprinkle here, sprinkle there, shattered shower. When revival comes to the human heart, it's a cascade.
Right.
It's a drenching, pouring rain. It's a supernatural downpour. This is what this whole revival is, of times of refreshing. I mean, just open up, Lord, just refresh me. I mean, let it gully wash me from the inside out. It's a supernatural downpour of every individual in the house. Because what God gives, according to Luke 6:33, what God gives, He gives in abundance. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But along with that, watch this. But along with that comes Psalm 51.
The nitty gritty here now, baby.
Along with these times of refreshing, along with this abundance, along with this shake, okay, along with Laura, comes Psalm 51. Because, ladies and gentlemen, without Psalm 51 and in these verses here, the times of refreshing are not going to come. Okay, watch. Psalm 51 is a pit of brokenness in David's life. Why, Lamas? Because like you and I here tonight and all the services and the rest of this year, he needed a downpour of forgiveness to watch over his dry and thirsty soul.
Hallelujah.
And for the first time, at least that I can read here about David, for the first time in a long time, David understands that the path to revival begins with his turning around. Look at here, man. It's a deep psalm. We kind of just came through it. He says, Psalm 51 here. He says, "Have mercy on me, O Lord." Did you get that? Have mercy on me. Not the one next to you, baby. Have mercy on me, oh Lord. What is David saying? This is what he's saying. Deal with this sin in my life. Deal with this weight in my life, Lord. I come, like a lot of us want to come. He said, Bishop, I come on your terms. See, we bright, we smart, we think we can outdo and outthink God, and we always tell him, okay, Lord, it's gonna be all right, but I'm coming on my terms. And that's not what it says. They would say, I come on your terms. He said, my sin is ever before me. What I have now ignored, dismissed and rationalized, is now staring me right in the face. Yes, Lord. It's not my wife's fault. It's not my daughter's fault. It's not my co-worker's fault. Yes, Lord. It's my sin. It's my fault. Ooh, doggy. Against you. You only have I sinned. You are a righteous and holy God. This sin has hurt your name. I've caused others to misunderstand your holiness. He's going on to say here. He says, create in me a clean heart, O God. I know they got hospitals here, but in Houston, Texas, oh man, it's renowned for the World Medical Center. And every minute of every day, man, there's some kind of surgery, Bishop, going on. I mean, you gotta, it's Imagine 100,000 people at any given time working in that medical center. At any given time. David says, create in me a clean heart, O God. In my opinion, he says this, do the surgery.
Okay.
Because when you got cancer or when you got something going on and all that, you don't want him to get this part of it out, right? I mean, I know that sometimes happens, that's all they can do, but most of the time, but here, David says, do the surgery, Lord. In other words, get it all out. Yeah, I'm talking about supernatural downpour here now. He goes on, the sacrifices of God are a broken and contrite heart or spirit. So he says, the only thing you require is the only thing I can offer, Lord. Here am I, shattered by my shame. Shattered by my shame. Shattered by my shortcomings. Shattered by my sin. And what it has cost you. Please. It can only come by times of refreshing. Please make me whole again.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He says, renew a right spirit within me. He said, help me to stay in this place. Until your work is complete, please make my heart alive again. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Revive me, Lord. And as you know the story, I mean, in David's life, God did revive David's soul. As he promises, not only to David, but as he promises to everybody in this place here tonight. He promises to do it for every broken heart and that comes to him in humility and faith. Because pride, I believe, Bishop, I believe pride keeps us from a lot of things. Now we might have had victories in a whole lot of other areas in our life, but the two main things that I struggle with, I'll say me because I don't want to call nobody's names out here tonight. Okay, so y'all smile. Is pride and what? An attitude. I believe we would have more breakthroughs in our families, in our ministries, in our churches, in your co-workers, at your job, in your businesses, if we just let that thing alone and give it to the Lord. Because pride is the complete state of anti-God. You know why? At least in my opinion, because it is self-centered thinking. But I also come to find out that repentance is a good thing. Go on. Put it out there, man. Lama said repentance is a good thing. So y'all do it. Repentance is a good thing. I'll go further than that. Repentance, ladies and gentlemen, is the funnel through which all personal revival flows. Refusing repentance only takes us down and never takes us up. Because you know why? Because I'm wanting Aaron to repent. I don't need no repenting here. I need AJ to repent. I don't need no repenting here. I need grace. And you do it, man. You know, God with the pride and the attitude and the attitude and the cartitude and the attitude. But this guy, I'm okay. Here now, talk back at me, somebody. Come on, I'm trying to help us in our times of refreshing here. Watch. Repentance, refusing repentance, only takes us down. It never takes us up, ladies and gentlemen. That's why for the life of me, brother, and you brought it in here, brother Glover. That's what a life of me. We have people that come to our churches, service after service after service after service, and they never make a move toward the altar. I think I told you this the last time. I'm not afraid of people that come to the altar from time to time or most of the time, but I am afraid of people that never make a move to the altar. Am I right? Because sometimes, not all the time, folks, sometimes you have to receive a hard word, something that you're not where they're here, in order to get to the place you've always wanted to be. And the Apostle Paul did this to the Corinthian church because, you know, the Corinthian church was a crazy church. Man, they were crazy, man. Repentance is changed in the place where it's needed most, inside me. Repentance is a change at every level of your being, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Okay, let me move on. Do you focus on him, ladies and gentlemen? Do you focus on him more than the distractions in your life? We all have them. We all have them here. Huh? Is he greater? Boy, here's where the test comes. Boy. Is he greater than every failure and disappointment you have ever experienced? Huh? Come on now. Is he greater? Huh? Sooner or later, someone will disappoint you or fail you in some way. That's just life. Don't allow that hurt to become a bitter place in your heart. Let it go. Lay it aside. Unload it at the feet of Jesus. Because no matter how bad your life has been, the river of God's forgiveness, there it is again, times of refreshing, the river of God's forgiveness will flow again into the cold, bitter, and hardened valleys of your heart when you come into the presence of times of refreshing and times of forgiveness. You must pray. You must pray. Lord, I give you myself. I give you my reputation. I give you my education. I give you my past. I give you my future. I give you my present. You know why? Because I want the very best you have for me. You must keep praying, ladies and gentlemen. You must keep. Oh, man, it's one thing I like about people that have not had a healing in their body. And this is what I like about Jeff Arnold and all the situations that happened to him, where he's seeing two and three things right now because of that situation that he came across, and they had to rush him to the hospital. He's doing a little bit better. And so, sure, he can't drive, and they have to help him right now. But this is what I like about it. And I heard a report just the other day that they still help him up to the pulpit. He's not preaching right now, but he's saying, he says this, Bishop, anybody need a miracle?
Oh, man.
Anybody need a healing? Anybody need a breakthrough? I'm going to pray for you.
Wow.
So you must keep praying until you reduce all your desires into one. And this is what Arnold's doing. And this is what we got to do to serve the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. We need to linger and soak in his presence. Because the breaking of your heart arrests the ears and eyes of God. And it begins when your love for him supersedes your fear of what others may think. Yeah. And the only reason I'm making a reference to Brother Arnold is because I've been in some of the conferences that he has in Houston, Texas, and I've seen him. And we've seen with our own eyes. He put his hands right here on this ears, and he goes, boom! And the little girl, maybe she was about 11 or 12, she said, I'm in here!
Praise God.
She was deaf.
Oh, my. Hallelujah.
own pastor said, you know what? This here needs picking up. Oh, can they put it in the boom? He said, I can hear. You had your own miracles here when brother, what's that brother's name that had his sight here? AJ, you know, a few years ago. Come on now. Come on now. See, I don't want to arrive in church and look my best and look for the crowd and look good for the crowd. Nothing phony anymore in my life. I'm going after the real thing, Sterling Pentecostal Church. All in all, repentance is not easy. If it were, everybody would do it. Let me go a little further here. You guys ready to help me here? Repentance is truly happening in your heart when you get locked into what's ahead and experience freedom from what's behind. Repentance, ladies and gentlemen, never takes us to a bad place. Huh? Repentance is never a waste of time. Radical change calls for a radical response. Wow. Lord, I'm stepping out in faith. Now, thank you. Thank you. You wanted to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and maybe even some of you needed here tonight, or restoration or renewing. Lord, I'm stepping out in faith. Now, thank you. Here it is. For changing my heart. No more covering. No more hiding. No more rationalizing. I'm coming in faith that you will help me. Ah, hallelujah. Hosea says he will come to us as the showers. Lord Jesus, I don't know about you in this supernatural downpour, in these times of refreshing season, but Lord, I need a supernatural downpour. I need times of refreshing in holiness, in brokenness, in grace, in mercy, in love, in power, in repentance. Lord, bring it! Bring it! You know why? You know, because I want nothing. I want nothing to be off limits to God. Nothing, ladies and gentlemen. He can have free access to all that I am, everywhere I go, all the time. I want more. I want more of God in my life. Whether I feel good or not, I want more. I might not can juke and jive and jump tonight, but you know what? I got no strength, Bishop, but lift off my hands. Oh, refreshing. You are. Oh, bring it. Bring it. Oh, I need a supernatural downpour. I need it for llamas. I need it for llamas. You need it for yourself. I want more of God in my life. In other words, I want more heartfelt worship and more measurable progress in personal righteousness, because doubt can become faith. Discouragement can become joy. Despair can become purpose and fulfillment. Defeat can become victory. I don't know about you, but in this season of our struggles and all the health issues we had, that's okay. The thing is to admit it. See, some people of the globe won't admit those kind of things. God will never answer a prayer that is not prayed. And if you don't do it right away, he'll help you deal with it. Oh, ain't nobody going to say nothing here. Ain't nobody going to say nothing here. Come on now. I'm turning around. I'm pressing on to know you, Lord. Take me to a new level of belonging to you. I'll say it again. Take me to a new level of belonging to you. I pray. Can't trust that God turns that place upside down. Where are you going? Amen. Turn it upside down. Reign over me. Reign over me like I've never known, Lord. I'm weary. My mouth is so dry tonight. But anyway. I am weary of being dry and passionless. In other words, see the true condition of my life. Yikes. True repentance opens the way to a new beginning. God is a God of mercy, because God heals and God restores. Huh? I need a supernatural. I need a supernatural downpour of the Holy Ghost in my life. I've got to have it, folks. Let's stand. Let's stand over here. I'm turning around. I'm turning around. I'm turning around. I'm coming in faith. Because he's the only one that can help me tonight. Amen. He's the only one that can help me tonight to turn my situation around. He's the only one that can just downpour it, Bishop. You might not do it every time, but you know what? Every once in a while, you got to have a good downpour. Because I really, every service is different and for different needs. But when was the last time you had a real supernatural downpour as an individual? Huh? A torrential rain. A cascade. Like Niagara Falls or Sequoia Falls in Washington State. I mean, just to kind of wash all the craziness out of us. Come on now. Lord, thank you. Thank you for times of refreshing, so I can get up and then I can walk out this door and then I can do what you call me to do the rest of this year. I'm speaking to people here right now. Amen. So I want us for the next few moments. If this is for you tonight, because as soon as you lift up your hands, and if you really mean it, if you're real serious, he will pour down what you have need of, folks. Come on now. He will. Are you ready? Supernatural. I can just hear it. Refresh. It's just like going to the gym, walking, jogging. Boy, that was Gatorade. Wow, that was refreshing. How much more should we be refreshed in the Lord? Wow. So for the next few moments, I want you to make your way here. Now, this is by invitation only. If you feel that calling.